Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech. We like to talk about and share with you information about all kinds of gadgets and gizmos, products and services, authors, whatever the case. If it involves consumer tech, available today and into tomorrow. So we thank you for not only tuning in, but I thank you in advance for participating on the program. Perhaps you hear something on the show you'd like more information about. Perhaps you've got some consumer tech item that's driving you crazy. Not that that would ever happen. Technology, go figure. But we're here for you 24/7. If you've got a question, a comment, a concern, maybe help for another listener even, you want to add to one of our answers, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, we always have prizes for those who participate on the program. But most folks tell us, they don't do it for the prize. They do it because they want to join us on the show, right? So participating is so easy anytime at your convenience. The best way is to download our free updated Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Snag that app, and then you can participate that way by just pressing the button that says Message the Studio. Or the old-fashioned way still works. Anywhere from North America, toll-free, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Very easy to get with us. Our next guest runs an award-winning studio specializing in design projects related to senior living and independent care communities. The president and CEO of Mosaic Design Studio and the author of Boom, the Baby Boomer's Guide to Leveraging Technology so that you can preserve your independent lifestyle and thrive, is Lisa Amsini. Lisa, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. When we saw, first of all, the title of the book, just a big boom, and I thought, all right, this already sounds interesting. And then when it's the Baby Boomer's Guide, not only can I personally relate, but a lot of our audience certainly can relate. And even those younger in the audience might have parents that are baby boomers and know that it's important to have a guide for all of us boomers. But before we get into the book, tell me a little bit about Mosaic Design Studio. What is that all about?
Well, what we do at Mosaic Design Studio is we design senior living facilities and independent living facilities all around North America and a little bit in the rest of the world.
Ah.
And so those are those private pay kind of resort style places that you can go to, and you're going to spend probably $45,000 to $250,000 a year to live there. And so what we found was that in doing this, we're only helping a very small part of the population, and most boomers just don't want to go there. So how could we help others? And that's why we wrote the book, Boom.
Well, that's very cool, and I love how on your website it talks about aging on your own terms. And I think in many cases, a lot of our audience thinks in terms of, well, not only do I want to age on my own terms, but in my own house even, right? There's opportunities there with technology more than ever before for folks to be able to say, I just want to stay comfortable. I want to have what I need. I want maybe the kids to be able to keep an occasional eye. Yes, I took my medicine. Yes, I'm fine. Whatever the case. And doesn't that all kind of wrap itself into the same concern?
It does. It's 100%. Boomers just really don't have that picture in their head of retiring and then sitting on their front porch with their rocking chair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not at all the same as my grandparents that had lived through the Depression. And it was all about, you know, what they could give to their kids and then how they could just kind of gracefully go into the night. This is a very different generation. This is, you know, the Woodstock generation, and it's all about exploration and a new season of their careers and their lives and how they can give back and freedom.
Hmm. And that does make a lot of sense if you stop and think about it. One of the things that you talk about, which I think is awesome, if you could only purchase one gadget for your parents, what would it be? And that had me thinking, holy cow, I mean, there's so much out there. And, of course, we cover it for 25 years. But, you know, trying to look at it objectively, I have a heck of a time figuring that out. I mean, maybe these days a smart speaker or something. But what's your take on that? If you could only buy one gadget for mom and dad, what would it be?
Oh, so you're going to hate me for this. But I'm going to ask, you know, that you kind of consider three different things. So, you know, is your concern for your parents' safety? Is it their independence or is it their quality of life? And then depending on what that is, I would recommend a different thing. If it's safety, I might recommend a wearable, so like maybe an Apple Watch or something like that that tracks their movements, and it sends alerts to their, you know, your phone or to the doctor or something if they haven't gotten up and out of the chair for a little while, or if they go out of the house in the middle of the night or something like that, or their blood pressure goes up.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's a safety or health concern, I would recommend that. If it is a quality of life concern, then smart house items are definitely the way to go, just like you were talking about. So like Google Home or Amazon Alexa, those types of things. I do find that the Google Home product recognizes speech a little bit better than Alexa.
I agree with that. Boy, that's good to hear, because we've got both here in our studios and we use them for different things, but we're always asking the same question of both. Well, maybe not always, because we don't have that kind of time, but frequently if we get an answer that doesn't seem to jive from one, we'll ask the other, and it has been our experience that just because there's more Alexa units out there and Amazon got the jump, doesn't mean they're the best, because the Google Home units are answering questions better.
That's exactly right. They have a huge edge on the actual voice recognition. So you can speak a little bit more in natural language than you can with Alexa. Alexa, I look at a little bit more like speaking like you're on the Jeopardy show.
Yes. Touché. Yeah. Well, and also, one of the things, Lisa, that we talk about all the time is Amazon, by contract, uses Bing as the search engine, which we think sucks to begin with. Whereas Google uses, are you ready, folks? Google.
Exactly. 100%. And then if you want independence, I would purchase things like a bidet toilet seat or grab accessories, things that allow you to get up and around easier and better without having to rely on someone else to help you.
Oh, but now you see, I don't hate you for answering with three items, even though the question was one. However, would they be a bad child if they said, well, of course, all three, safety is important and all the things you mentioned, but how does one narrow those things down, I think, becomes a real challenge for most.
I think it does. I think it is. I think you have to have a conversation, number one, because you might offend your parents with one or the other.
Yeah, you don't want to get a slap from mom and dad, even if they're 80. Yeah.
Exactly. When my parents and my grandmother moved in with us, and we had four generations in one home, my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and then my parents were in their late 70s, and we had teenagers at home. First thing I got was the bidet toilet seats, because quite frankly, I didn't want to ever put myself in a position where I was having to help them take care of themselves in that way.
Well,
dignified.
That's such a good point, because while it presents a visual that none of us really want to have to deal with, you hit the nail on the head with something that simple. And I use one, of course, because we get all kind of products. But I just like it because, oh, it feels so clean afterwards. But I can see as
I age
that, you know, my son or daughter aren't going to, you know, oh, come on, Dad, just use your bidet, you know?
Yeah.
Chris is in the control room. room gagging right now. Even it's like, oh my gosh, you know. But
if Chris is a millennial, then he'll appreciate the fact that it's good for the environment.
There you go, exactly. Plus, if it makes mom or dad feel better in the long run about themselves, then it's a win-win-win. So there you
go.
That's
exactly right.
That's great suggestion. But now, what if? As a boomer, an older boomer, and fortunately I'm not there yet, but what if I could only purchase one gadget for myself? Would I think in those same, well, it's really got to be three kinds of categories? Or, as you mentioned, maybe that's the one. It's like, well, I'm still making decisions and spending my money and whatnot. Yeah, get something like that, which will make it easier for my kids, not that I should care.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm not quite there. I'm 52.
Oh, you're just a kid.
I'm just a kid, exactly. I'm in that X generation that nobody likes, nobody considers. So, what I found is, you know, make your home like a Four Seasons hotel or a five-star hotel. And what are the things that help you to do that? It's having things easy for you, night lights, bidet toilet seats, some technology, those types of things. And so the bidet really fits in with that Four Seasons or five-star hotel feeling.
So it doesn't have to be gold faucets and whatnot, but the rest of the convenience of getting around and the enjoyment of what you have around you would be more like that five-star hotel. I like that analogy.
100%.
That's cool.
And, you know, here's the thing is that I grew up driving stick shift. And, you know, when you switch over and you're driving an automatic, yeah, it's a little bit of change and difference, but you can't imagine kind of going back.
Yeah, true. Good point. And I remember being the only one that was able to help my granddaughter drive a stick shift that her grandmother on the other side of the family bought for her, not thinking she wouldn't be able to drive it. No one else in the family could teach her. It's like,
that's
wait
exactly
a minute, stick?
Right.
I've never driven a stick, you know, and here goes Dave to the rescue and took her to the parking lots, and we practiced for days, and then she got it fine, ultimately, after grinding some gears. But the point being, she's now the only one, and she's a millennial, of anybody she knows and goes to school with that can drive a stick. So it's like a little extra attagirl, a little claim to fame.
I'll tell you what. More power to her. She can rent a car anywhere in Europe then.
Good point. Exactly. Lisa, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind holding a couple of moments, you are just so much fun to chat with. I want to find out from you how you got involved with tech and seniors and where you think the future, where are we headed into tomorrow with all of this? But let us pay a couple of quick bills. Come right back with Lisa M. Cini, who's president and CEO of Mosaic Design Studio and the author of Boom. And, of course, we'll get you to her website as well, Lisa M. Cini, CINI.com. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.